I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, here with Melissa Winkus. She's the second generation on her family's bison farm near Seymour, raising over 100 head. She's also active in the Wisconsin Bison Producers Association. They actively promote and preserve the American bison in Wisconsin. Maybe you've had a bison burger from the association's famous food truck. Melissa says you can check out your local bison producer for even more cuts and products.
You got the patties, the roast, the steak, the summer sausage, right down to the jerky and everything. And depending upon the time of the year, depends on the most popular product that is sold. In the summertime, steaks are very popular. In the wintertime, roasts are very popular.
What's happening at the farm this time of year? Is it calving season? What's going on?
We just got the last year's calves weaned off, and the cows have been dried up for about a month or two now. And then at the beginning of May, that it's when they start calving.
What would surprise people about bison? Like, maybe our listeners are familiar with working cattle. Compare the two for us.
So bison is not a very hands-on animal. The calves only come out roughly about 35 pounds, actually. So the calving ease is very much different than dairy cows, where they are about 100 pounds coming out. So we do not have to worry about the calving ease of them having to help out with the calving. So that is definitely different, and they're just kind of built for the outdoors. They don't really go in a barn at all, and we have one area that there's a barn available to them, and they'd rather prefer the outside. They're just built for being outdoors, and in the wintertime, we kind of enjoy seeing the snow on their back. When they do, it's because they're so well insulated that the snow does not melt off of them. So that's kind of neat seeing outside in the wintertime. In the summer, the heat doesn't bother them either. They are, like, their body is just ready for any weather thrown at them. The only time we'd really notice that bothers them is that 2 weeks in the spring or so, when it's just sloppy, wet, cold, which bothers people too. So I don't blame them whatsoever for being ornery during that time.
And Melissa, you're also a member of the Wisconsin Bison Producers Association. Tell me about the association and your role in it.
So I just got voted on this year, actually, to be on the board. So that's pretty exciting. The last about 5 to 8 years, I've been in charge of the Wisconsin Bison booth at the farm show here. And so I've been in charge of that for several years. On the board, excited to get kind of hands-on a little bit more. My dad was on the board for several years. With the bison producers, we have worked on really sending out the positive message of bison farms and producing and raising in bison in a positive message across the state. There's actually roughly about 50 different producers throughout the state that not too many people are aware that there's that many. A lot of them sell the meat right on the farms. Some do farmers markets and such. Another thing that Wisconsin bison producers have really gone to this year was going towards a lot of the vet students to be sponsored to go to some of the local farms when they do round up with their animals, and then they can see more hands-on that way. We just launched a new website, wisconsinbison.com, and there you can see a lot of the producers are right on there, and a link to their websites, or just in general, you can learn a lot more about the bison industry just on our website now that is new and improved.
Tell me about the demographics of bison producers. Are there younger people coming in? Is it an older generation?
A lot of times it is the farm is getting out of the beef or dairy industry and looking to raise something else. Some farms are going from the ground up and putting the fences up because they need a little more sturdy fence for a bison to keep in versus a dairy cow that you can walk right up to and they're good with, you know, two lines of fence. Otherwise, some of them is because they already have the pastures already established and they just want to have something different to have around the farm.
What's sparking you to stay in the industry?
I like the uniqueness of the bison. The bison in general are a very unique animal to watch, and they are just absolutely beautiful to see out in the pasture grazing. We also do feed corn silage and finish off the animals that way too before butchering. But why I would stay in it is just the uniqueness and the culture I kind of grew up in, and I like that part of it.
Melissa Winkes joining us with a look at what's happening on her family's bison farm in Seymour and what's going on in the Wisconsin Bison Producers Association. They continue to get the word out about bison to encourage people young and old to get into the industry. Their new website, wisconsinbison.com, is a great resource for anyone looking to find bison products near them. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.